Hachette Audio presents Antigone Rising, The Subversive Power of the Ancient Myths. Written by Helen Morales. Read by Gabra Zachman. Preface. Clearly, the girl has a fierce spirit. She does not yet know how to submit to bad circumstances. The Old Men of Thebes on Antigone in Sophocles' Antigone. Some people can let things go. I can't. Greta Thunberg. When I was a girl, I was lucky enough to read a book called The Tales of the Greek Heroes. I was enthralled. No one does power and rebellion and love and loathing quite like the gods and mortals of ancient mythology. I liked knowing that the eyes on the peacock's tail are there, because when a beloved giant of Hera, the queen of the gods, had been killed, she plucked out his 100 eyes and placed them, in tribute, on her favorite bird. I still love the way that myths open up new ways of looking at the world. What makes a myth, rather than just a story, is that it has been told and retold over the centuries, and has become meaningful to a culture or community. The Greek and Roman myths have become embedded in, and an influential part of, our culture. They form the foundations and scaffolding of the beliefs that shape our politics and our lives. These can be limiting and destructive, but also inspirational and liberating. The myth of Antigone, as told by the Greek playwright Sophocles, is one of the most well-known of the Greek myths, and one of the most meaningful for feminism and for revolutionary politics. She has become an icon of resistance, of pitting personal conviction against state law, of speaking truth to power. Antigone insists on burying her brother Polynices, who has been killed while fighting against her city, Thebes, even though her uncle Creon, who is ruler of Thebes, expressly forbids the burial and will impose the death penalty for her defiance. Antigone, just a child of 13 or 14 or 15, stands up to a powerful adult, even when her sister won't and when the citizens of Thebes are too afraid to do so. Antigone also challenges male authority in the face of Creon's insistence that women are inferior to men and that men should rule over them. She is vulnerable and terrorized, but she breaks the law anyway. Antigone was first performed in Athens in, we think, 442 BCE.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?